Welcome to the End of the World, a Saga Game Studio production. End of the World, we're playing the Wrath of the Gods version. Pretty simple. It's a dice pool mechanism with positive and negative dice. So basically can include extra dice as long as you can justify it in some way. For each advantage you have, you'll gain a positive die, and then any situation or scenario or thing going around in the landscape, whatever reason we come up for to get negative dice, you'll then take everything and roll them all at once. We'll have to roll equal to or beneath your stat that you're rolling against, and all the white dice that are below or at or below that number count as a success. The black dice just tell you that you will have to suffer a stress. It does not matter what number you roll on it, unless the number matches one of the white dice. So, for example, if you're rolling two white dice and one black dice, and you roll on the white dice a 2 and a 3, and then on the black die you roll a 2, the number 2 on the white die and the number 2 on the black die cancel each other out, so those two go away, which means that you won't take any stress for it, but now you have less dice to succeed with. And that is literally it. System does not get simpler than that. For character creation, let's see, you've got three main stats: physical, mental, and social. Each one is split into two halves, a offense and a defense. So physical has dexterity and vitality, mental has logic and willpower, and social has charisma and empathy. You're going to get, each one of these is going to start at one, and you'll get 10 points to spread around in total. And nothing can be above a 5. Remember, it's a roll under, so the higher your stat, the better you are at it. And then we'll have to pick features, which are basically, you're going to have to pick two for each one, something you're good at and something you're bad at. So for physical, maybe you lift a lot, so you could say power lifter. But then for a detriment, maybe you've got gout or you've got a limp. So you have to pick a positive and a negative for each one. Those will come up during the rolls. That's part of what will either add or add a positive or a negative die. Most of your equipment is going to base off of where the game starts. So if we end up doing trivia, then your gear is going to be the stuff that you bring into a restaurant or a bar for trivia. It basically is just whatever you have in your pockets. When you normally play this game, one of the suggestions in here is that literally it's game night. And so you're playing yourself. So it's literally the things in your pockets when you make your characters. Since we're doing this a little differently, there's going to be some leeway, but you're not going to have like a gun or a sword or anything because, well, I mean, unless that's something you normally take with you everywhere you go, if you have a permit for it. Oh my God, I need a sword permit. All right, so the way stress and resistance works is each one of your stats has the three different rows with the three different bubbles. So you'll start at the bottom and work your way up. One is minor, three is more severe. As you take stress, which you get from rolling negative dice and not canceling them out with doubles, or sometimes some events will happen, like, I don't know, you get a building dropped on you, that's probably going to cause you some stress, even though it's not die related. So you'll basically just fill up the bubbles, and if you have to go fill in a bubble and you can't fill in a bubble, you die. As the game progresses, you'll have to find little moments here and there of silence or calm. So those little moments of silence and where you try to center yourself, that's where you will finally take a moment to deal with the stress. And the way you do that is you will take a trauma. A trauma is a permanent side effect for your character, or semi-permanent. So for example, with physical, if you remove all the stress, maybe you figure you have a broken leg. So you can put broken leg under trauma, but you could spend a couple of sessions working on that trauma to try. I mean, obviously broken legs may be a little bit more difficult, but if it was something else, you know, you could do some, get a boot for it, actually find someone with some medical training, whatever, and then eventually work that trauma out. You can see in the little trauma bubbles, 1D, 1W, 1M, that's 1 day, 1 month, week, 1 month, the amount of time it'll take to heal that trauma. We're going to be working on a different time scale because I do not think the events of this will take a month. Resistance. The higher up on the stress track you fill in, the less stress bothers you. So if you've already taken 3 stress, then to fill in the 4th bubble, the first one in row 2, you would have to take a minimum of 2 stress just to be able to fill that bubble in. Because the first stress will be fall under the resistance of the first one, the first row. So each row that you fill in will take one off of your incoming stress. Hopefully that makes sense. If not, we will obviously go over it when it happens. All right, Ben, why don't you start us off with your character?
So since it's me, I'll do a slightly different name than my own.
But you can play yourself if you really want. I'm not going to tell you no. It's just if people disagree with one of your stats and you have to change it, you can't get mad.
Oh, I don't really care that much about my stats. But I'm just thinking, I guess I don't want my actual name. So I'll figure that out. Anyway, in terms of my stats, for physical, my dexterity is 4. My vitality is 2. Mental, my logic is 4, my willpower is 3, and socially, I am an inept bastard. I have a charisma of 2 and an empathy of 1, because fuck you all. Features, for physical, I have quick reflexes, and however, I do have a sensitive stomach. For mental, I'm put Boy Scout, because I like the outdoors, and I have plenty of stuff to survive in the outdoors. And of course, on the negative side, I am easily bored because this is taking too long. Socially, however, I am a natural leader, but I have a short temper. Well, you know, I may have based it loosely on me or completely, but whatever. In terms of equipment, so if I'm just going on the shit that I have in the car.
Well, let's hold off on the equipment for now. We'll see what we're going to, where we're going to plan to start.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's my character, and I'll figure out a name. Give me a minute.
All right. Brad?
Uno momento.
Speaking of uno momento, my name's Hector.
This is the other Brad.
Yep.
Other
Brad.
Last name, Hector?
Hector Pink.
Yeah. Weird.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, no, Hector Rouge.
Still go fuck yourself.
Oh, this is going to go well. All right, Hector Rouge.
Dexterity 1. Vitality 1.
Wow.
Logic 3. Will 2. Charisma 5. Empathy 4. For features, for social, I got likable, but assumes with the worst of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mental, inquisitive, but obsessive.
Nice.
And for physical, I just wrote big, because big is good for some things and also bad for others. I can separate that into things if you like.
Okay, no, I actually like that. That your positive feature is also your negative feature.
Cool.
Brad, do you want to go now or do you want Jose to go?
Go ahead, Jose. I'm still working on my thing. Oh. I'll be done in like 2 seconds.
One boobasippy. 2 boobasippy.
I may have lied about the 2 seconds.
Oh, all right, Brad.
Okay. Well, my guy's name is Kirk. I know. Be shocked because it doesn't start with a J. Kirk Thornton. My idea for him was kind of like redneck who really likes to shoot guns and failed to become a cop.
Nice.
And I use the term redneck loosely.
Sure.
I don't know. So talent point numbers, dexterity 4, vitality 3, logic 3, willpower 2, charisma 2, empathy 1, because he just doesn't care what other people are feeling or thinking.
Yeah. You hit that when you said cop.
Yeah. Yeah. Features currently are crack shot, and I'm trying to think of a negative one for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mental would be world traveler, and by world traveler I mean the South, and easily bored. Social, I'm thinking of a positive one still, and he's a terrible liar.
Nice.
As I didn't really give him many points in anything social, I'm trying to think what could be a good positive social.
Unassuming.
All right.
Oh, that's, yeah, I do like that.
I do, yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
Everybody just looks at you and automatically dislikes you.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, oh, look, another redneck.
That way dislikes you, just kind of like looks at you and just kind of shrugs and doesn't really think again.
Yeah.
And then you'll say something smart and everybody will turn slowly to look at you with the,
what? You were here?
Yeah.
Shit, you're paying attention?
All right, now I just need a negative physical. What were the suggestions for that? Allergies, sedentary, bad back.
Hard of hearing. You had a gunshot go off too close to your head.
Mm. I was actually looking at injured eardrum. Like, that could be useful. I think that would work. All right.
Your response to everything. What?
Yeah.
What? What do you think?
I didn't hear what you say. Yeah.
What you hear, what you say. Gonna do what you say.
Jose, has it been enough boobasippies yet?
Oh, it certainly has.
Aha. Excellent. Hit us up.
I guess I'm just gonna call this guy Garrett. All right. Garrett is a very fast runner. However, Garrett cannot run for very long.
he's a natural sprinter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can go fast.
You could say he gets there kind of fast.
You can get there fast. Well,
but not very long.
Well, he might not get there at all.
Yeah, if it's too far away, he's just out.
He's, yeah, it might be too far away. But yeah, he's fast, but he can't go far. Mentally, he's kind of like, you know, blissfully ignorant of like everything going around him. So he's like pretty just happy all the time, but at the same time, like, he's kind of clueless also. Mm-hmm. Like, just not paying attention.
Jose, I think there's a problem here. What? This does not sound like me.
I'm not being you.
What? So we had a deal.
We had a deal that I only agreed to.
You asked if you could be me. Then...
Well, I assumed like, you would reciprocate.
No.
Wow. Okay, you guys heard it here, folks. Jose does not reciprocate.
Wow.
Tell your men, folk.
A certain scene from Full Metal Jacket going on in my head right now.
Reach around.
Yeah.
Didn't know they stack shit that high. What about your other stats?
Social? My social is, while like I walk into a room, I'm very loud, I'm noticeable, but at the same time, I'm overly sensitive about what everyone thinks.
Nice.
We haven't done equipment yet, right?
Correct. Nope. First, we need to figure out what event it is you are all getting together to do.
Orgy.
Yep. It'll be a Saturday afternoon.
Nope.
Orgy.
No.
As it should be.
You guys don't like Saturday afternoon for orgies?
I say we go full meta. We're playing an RPG. That's my vote.
Rick Sullivan would agree with that. We could be we could be camping on our annual like get together.
That already goes poorly, Ben. It already rains ass out.
Exactly.
Let's not throw elder gods into the mix.
Yeah, there you go. So instead of a torrential downpour, we just have elder gods. It's like the same thing.
Elder gods. It's raining shuggas.
If it's camping trip and Ben, you're actually kind of sort of playing as yourself, you better have the fucking rope, because you're the only one that ever brings rope.
Well, here's what, like I said, if I had 50, if I had like 10 minutes to grab everything, I have my tactical backpack, my first aid kit, knives, at least three, my Leatherman, my cell phone, my battery brick, my USB-C cable, a USB outlet plug, a 50 foot of, you know, thicker rope, 100 foot of paracord, and my hatchet. And that's if I just left my house.
Ben, you forgot your kids.
You got the important stuff. No, you didn't.
Rick Sullivan doesn't have children.
He ditched them with the wife. So do we want to just do game night?
Sure.
Game night.
All right, Rick Sullivan, what are we playing?
I'm running a D&D game.
Yeah.
What edition? Right.
We'll stay with 5th. We'll go with 5th, you know. I don't want to make Hector have to think too much.
Oh, it's session one. We're meeting in a tavern. Grognard lugs into the tavern. I will take one of your finest ales, he says to the barkeep. No?
So, now that we know where, now we can fill out equipment. So I take it this is going to happen at Rick's house?
Yeah, I've got the whole basement's finished. Game room. It's awesome.
Now, is this the kind of basement that has just those itty-bitty little shitty windows up at the top of the, you know, those little 6-inch-high windows?
Yeah, it's got the little windows, but there is, you know, there are Bilco doors on the back so you can get out. Because legally, you have to have a second exit. So, you know, actually, no, it doesn't have the Bilco doors. It does have, though, an emergency escape through. One of those windows has become an emergency escape. And then, of course, there are stairs that go up. You know, that's just normal.
Okay. Obviously, Rick's going to have access to whatever he has in his house. Garrett, Kirk, and Hector all have to fill out their equipment, and your equipment is just basically whatever you would normally bring to a game night anyway. I would say a non-recording game night, so you don't have to bring all of your recording equipment.
I would just like to argue that while I won't say that I have a gun on me, I am a redneck, so I definitely have a rifle rack in my truck.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would say at a minimum, you've got like a 9mm or a 45 underneath your seat in your car.
By God, that much. Yeah. I saw the list of equipment. It's on here somewhere.
Equipment starts on page 27. Table for weapons, page 29.
Can I say that Garrett lives in the bad part of the neighborhood, so he has pepper spray?
Sure.
Nice.
Rick, where do you live? Are you out in the wilderness, out in the country? Are you downtown? You live in the suburbs like you do?
I'm going to say suburbs. I'm going to go suburbs. Yeah. You know, a bunch of neighbors, but so it's like the starter home neighborhood. So it's not like the size of the houses in my neighborhood, but they're all like maybe one story, like two, you know, they're 2-3 bedroom houses, split levels, ranches.
I don't know why. Like I'm imagining like Laurie Strode's house. That's from Halloween.
Swing and a miss.
Well, I guess fuck me, right, guys?
Damn it, Garrett.
Someone's going to listen to this and know what that means.
All right, so who brought the beer?
Kevin.
Hector doesn't drink. Hector brought other
than
things.
Than the water. Yeah, than I did. Well, I imagine you wouldn't drink beer. It's not fancy enough for you.
I only drink the gayest of drinks.
Do they still make Smirnoff Ice?
Yes,
they do, and Skinny Girl has a whole line.
It's actually been quite the quarantine trick is to go around icing people.
All right, I can't think of anything else we definitely need for setup or creation. Can anyone else?
I guess armor is kind of out of the question.
Can't imagine any of you have any armor.
Stop metagaming.
Hold on.
These are normal folk.
You don't know about Rick's basement. You don't know what's in there.
He already said it's tricked out as a game room. If he has any suit of armor in there, it's a metal suit of armor.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anybody had any body armor, it would probably be Kirk. He might have a vest.
Yeah.
If there's anything that Rick has, it's BDSM gear.
I was going to say,
armor.
It's in his room of pain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the door that I said, oh, that's just the boiler room. Don't go in there. It's not.
But the boiler's spoiler. Like over there. We're on the other side of the room.
It's right in the corner, invisible.
You can see the boiler in the room that we're in, but I told you that that's where the boiler is.
Thank you for listening to End of the World. The cast is Jose as Garrett, Ben as Rick, Brad as Kirk, and Kevin as Hector. The intro is At Dawn by Distemper, and the outro is Finale, Slowly, by D. Yan Ki. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.com. Find us on the web at sagagames.studio or any of our social media at Ectocast. Stay safe, everyone.
Ha ha ha.